Hi, is this Chantage?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the NEC baby formula lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, and what was your baby or loved one diagnosed with after being fed the formula?
The NEC, the necrotizing enterocolitis.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the rest of the criteria here to participate?
Yes, please.
Okay. And I know you already said you don't have an attorney, but you are willing to affirm that with the law firm as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And was there any sort of injuries sustained due to the NEC diagnosis, like ongoing gastrointestinal issues, bowel conditions, sepsis, scarring of the intestines, intestinal perforation?
It was
damage.
More liver problems.
Liver problems, okay. And then there would be medical records showing proof of the diagnosis or injuries, at least with the doctor, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know, and this is best to your knowledge, but do you know what day they were diagnosed or year?
Around like 2017, January of 2017, like January 13th or 14th, if I'm not mistaken.
Of 2017, 13 or 14.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, let's see. Were they diagnosed with NEC before being fed the formula or after?
After.
After, okay. And then do you know how long they were being fed the formula or fortifier before being diagnosed?
It was like 14 days.
Okay. And then, let's see. Do you know what hospital or facility they were diagnosed at?
The St. Joseph, in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Essential, the Southeast, Southeast, where she was born.
Okay, one moment. On Chamber Street?
Yes.
Okay. Is that, it's the Accession St. Joseph campus?
Yes.
That's the one, okay. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure. And then you said they were born at the same hospital?
Yes, that's where she was born, yes.
Okay. Okay, and then do you know what brand of formula was being used?
We were using Enfamil.
Enfamil, okay. And who was filing the claim? Your mother?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and your child's still living?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
8 years old.
Very good. And then you do have authority to sign on behalf of her, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what was her gestational age at birth? Like how far along?
She was, you mean, what do you mean age?
Like how many weeks? When she was born, how many weeks was she?
2 months early. So, Jesus, how many weeks did I go in early? I was like 30 weeks or something. She was early.
So 30 weeks?
Yeah. Oh, Lord. born so long ago.
Okay, but best to your knowledge, was it 30, would you say 30 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. Did, was she diagnosed with the NEC while still being in the hospital, or did you leave and then go back to the hospital?
No, she was still there. She had to be in NICU, yeah.
Okay. And what's her date of birth?
12/29/16.
So 12/29/2016?
Yes.
Okay. And you said her current age is 8?
Yes.
Do you have a birth certificate for her?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you know any other loved ones, friends, family that were also fed the formula?
No, not offhand.
Okay, no worries. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said they were diagnosed with the necrotizing enterocolitis. Can you confirm your child's gender for me, please? Oh, the phone broke up a little bit. What was it?
She's a girl.
Female? Okay.
Yeah.
And then can you spell her first name for me?
That's a hard one for everybody. S-H-Z-E-R. I-A-H.
Okay, and again, it's S-H-Z-E-R-I-A-H?
Yes.
Okay, and then last name?
Willis.
Like W-I-L-L-I-S?
Yes.
Okay. And then she is child. Do you know her social?
Oh, not offhand.
Do you happen to know the last four? Are you able to grab it?
Let me see.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know it offhand, and I am out of town right now. Hold on. Let me see if I have a...
Okay.
1 second.
No worries.
See if I have a picture in my phone or something from something.
Okay. No worries.
The last four should be 6219.
Oh, 6219.
Yes.
Okay. And then next here, the signer information. So we have your name spelled S-H-A-N-T-E-L.
Yes.
Okay. And then Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you are parent. What's your date of birth?
7/9/1986.
And again, it was 7/9/1986?
Correct.
Okay, and then your social?
That is 388-96-8075.
And again, it was 388-96-9075?
No, 388-96-8075. 8075.
8075. Okay. Just to reconfirm, so 388-968-075?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so sorry about that. And then next here, the contact information. So we have an email, looks like it's lovelyrose.sr@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then is the 414-659-8176 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
Oh, so one.
I'm so sorry. It cut up. The phone broke up a little bit in the beginning. It was
55521 West Carmen Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53218.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then do you have any official documents to show your power of attorney? Like your name's listed on the birth certificate, right?
Yeah, my name's on the birth certificate.
Okay. And then it has Chantel Robinson listed on it?
Yes.
Okay. And then were any of the following issues during the pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. And was your child born prematurely? What was that?
Yes, she was born premature. Yes.
Okay. And she was born in Wisconsin?
Yes.
All right. Okay. One moment. And then was she diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know, and this could be estimated dates, but do you know when she was admitted into it in the NICU?
The day she was admitted into the NICU, the day she was actually
born?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was 12/29/2016. Okay. Second. And then do you know when she was discharged?
Yeah, she was discharged on March 1st of 2017.
March 1st, 2017. Okay. And then do you know her birth weight?
She was 3 pounds, 11 ounces.
3 pounds.
Just a little handful.
And then next year, the baby formula information. Do you know, and this again is approximate, but do you know when she was first fed the formula?
She was first fed the formula at, like, I think at birth.
At birth, okay. So same date, 12/29. And do you know when they stopped feeding it to her?
It was January 13th or 14th of 2017.
Oh, okay. So bear with me here. The diagnosis.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you said she was fed roughly 14 days.
Yeah.
And then was your child fed the formula or the fortifier in the hospital?
What was that? It was the infamil formula. She
formula.
Was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula, like low body temperature, green vomit, apnea? Swollen, red, tender belly, trouble feeding, diarrhea, dark, bloody stools, constipation, lethargic, hypotension, anything like that?
Yep, it was green vomit, I remember, the bloody stools, and breathing issues.
Breathing issues, okay. And there would be a medical record for her, correct? At least for the doctor?
Correct.
Okay, and they'll request the records, but they do want to know if they're needing assistance. Are you able to provide them electronically or via mail?
I think the hospital could provide them, yeah.
Okay, and then do you remember what type of treatments or medical procedures she underwent due to the diagnosis? Was there, like, any blood transfusions, laparotomy, surgery?
Yep, she had the surgery for the laparotomy.
Laparotomy. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know when she was last treated for the NEC-related issues? And doesn't have to be exact, just a year at least.
Like 2017 and like January, like around, January 2017.
Okay. And then do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, Dr. Dorrington. I mean, Dr. Arthur Dorrington.
Arthur Dorrington. And do you remember what hospital?
That was the hospital she was born at, St. Joseph.
Oh, right. Bear with me here. St. Joseph. Did she have treatments by that same doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And then... lastly, here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, I'll add my oldest daughter.
Okay. Does she live with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. One moment. And then her name?
Shania, S-H-A-N-I-A-H. Her last name is Jones.
Okay. And then her phone number?
1-262-364-7527.
Okay, perfect. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, so bear with me here. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. One moment.